So Christian turned out of his way to go to Mr. Legality's house for help. But behold, when he was got now hard by the hill, it seemed so high, and also that side of it that was next to the wayside did hang so much over the path that Christian was afraid to venture farther, lest the hill should fall on his head. Wherefore, there he stood still, and wotted not what to do. Also, his burden now seemed heavier to him than while he was in his way. There came also flashes of fire out of the hill that made Christian afraid that he should be burnt. Here, therefore, he sweat and did quake for fear. And now he began to be sorry that he had taken Mr. Worldly Wiseman's counsel. And with that, he saw Evangelist coming to meet him, at the sight also of whom he began to blush for shame. So Evangelist looked upon him with a severe and dreadful countenance, and thus began to reason with Christian.
What doest thou here, Christian?
Art thou not the man that I found crying without the walls of the city of destruction?
Yes, dear sir, I am the man.
Did not I direct thee the way to the little wicket gate?
Yes, sir.
How is it, then, that thou art so quickly turned aside? For thou art now out of the way.
I met with a gentleman as soon as I had got over the Slough of Despond, who persuaded me that I might climb this Mount Sinai and find at its top the village Morality, where I might meet a man that could relieve me of my burden.
I see.
And so I foolishly believed him, and turned me out of that way into this, if haply I might soon indeed be eased of my burden. But when I came to this place, and beheld things as they are, I stopped for fear of danger. But I now know not what to do.
Stand still a little, that I might show thee the words of God.
Yes, sir.
Now, the just shall live by faith, but thou hast begun to reject the counsel of the Most High, and to draw back thy foot from the way of peace, even almost to the hazarding of thy perdition.
Oh, woe is me, for I am undone.
Stand thee up on thy feet.
Yes, sir.
Fear not, poor Christian, for all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men. Be not faithless, but believing.
Is it even so? May I be forgiven?
Aye, if thou canst believe. All things are possible to him that believeth.
I believe. Only help thou mine unbelief.
That man that met thee in the way was one Worldly Wise Man. His counsel was near to be the death of thee.
Yes, sir.
The Lord says, strive to enter in at the strait gate, the gate to which I sent thee. For strait is the gate which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it.
Yes, sir.
He to whom thou wast sent for thine ease, the man called Legality, is the son of the bondwoman which is yet in sin's bondage with all her children. She is revealed unto thee in this Mount Sinai.
I, which I had greatly feared would fall on my head.
So it would have been had thou not stopped. But if Legality and his mother and his brethren are yet in bondage, how canst thou expect by them to be made free?
I don't know what I thought.
This Legality is not able to set thee free from thy burden. Ye cannot be justified by the works of the law, for by the deeds of the law can no man living be rid of his burden.
Yes, I have read it in my book.
Which thing thou shouldest have quoted unto the adversary and cut his arguments to the marrow.
I forgot.
Which led thee nearly to thy destruction.
Yes.
And by which thy burden was made none the lighter.
Nay, but more the heavier.
Therefore, Mr. Worldly Wiseman is an alien, and Mr. Legality is a cheat. And as for his son, Civility, notwithstanding his simpering looks, he is but a hypocrite and cannot help thee.
I can see them clearly for what they are now. God forbid that I shall ever be thus deceived again.
I call upon the heavens for confirmation that my words are not my own, but those of him who sent me.
As many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them.
Oh, I fear for my life. Oh, curse the time that I stopped to parley with the enemy. Oh, curse my forgetfulness of the promises. Oh, I have played the part of 1,000 fools times 10,000 fools.
Praise to God that thy eyes have been opened.
And shame to me that they ever should have thus been closed by arguments that flowed only from the flesh. Shame to me that worldly wise logic should have prevailed against the words of truth. Sir, what think you? Is there any hope for me?
There is hope.
May I now turn and go up to the wicket gate?
You may go.
Shall I not be abandoned for this sin, and be sent back from thence ashamed?
You shall not be sent back, for the man at the gate hath come for to bring peace to earth, good will to men. Go in peace.
I shall, sir. I shall.